Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. Hello and welcome to a special holiday edition of Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. As many of you know, I spent a lot of my childhood in New Orleans, up until Hurricane Katrina. In some of the WWL Channel 4 Eyewitness newscasts leading up to Christmas Day, we knew we were in for a treat when chef and culture commentator Frank Davis would say,
"And now for something very natural in Orleans this Christmas."
On the first day of Christmas, my mama gave to me a crawfish they caught in Araby.
Frank Davis introduced us all to Benny Grunch. Fast forward to last year, and we decided to attempt the seemingly impossible task of introducing this naturally New Orleans musician to West Texas. It turns out everyone really enjoyed the interview, so in today's show, we're bringing you an extended cut of that conversation taped last year. It's Benny Grunch revisited today in Ion Entertainment. When I was growing up in Chalmette, Louisiana, just a stone's throw from New Orleans, one of the things we always looked forward to around the holiday season was the music of Benny Grunch and the Bunch.
Siding on the sides, washing in the rear. Santa and his reindeer used to live right here.
Grunch's music has become part of a New Orleans tradition, though not heard much outside the Bayou State. We're speaking with the man himself on the line now, Benny Grunch Anton. Welcome to the show.
Hey, where you at, Blaine?
Right here in Abilene, Texas.
Yeah, hey, you still know what that means, huh? Where you at?
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about yourself. This is the 21st anniversary, as you put it, of your Christmas album, The 12 Yats of Christmas. But you've been making music before that as well.
Yeah, in 1959, I guess it was, that I played my first real gig for money, probably at a school dance or something. And then by 1960, I was actually working in some bar rooms. You know, here in those days, 18 years old was legal drinking age. And I just did one of those things. I think I got my first gig. I maybe got paid $8 for the night, which, you know, extrapolated for inflation, was probably about 110 bucks now. And, hey, that's all you got to do. This is great.
So how did the idea first come up for 12 Yats of Christmas?
One of the guys I was working with, whose wife was from the Midwest, had a good suggestion. She said, how about a 12 Days of Christmas and do it New Orleans style? And she's from the Midwest. She didn't have any ideas other than, you know, maybe like three red beans. Well, that didn't ring a bell with me at all. However, thinking about it for a few days, I had what I call the numerical entendres. I had a dozen Manuel's tamales, 11 Schwegman bags, Tenneco Refinery, which is from around Chalmette, Lower Ninth Ward, 8 by Your Mama's, 17th Street Canal,
6-pack of Dixie.
Before you drive me nuts.
3 French breads.
2 Jack's recipe.
For the crawfish they caught in Araby.
And I didn't have Araby. It took a long time to get that. We have some other suburbs in the E, but they were either way too small or way too cosmopolitan, and I got behind an Araby cab. And by Araby, by the way, as you know, is the suburb next to Chalmette in St. Bernard Parish. And right between the Ninth Ward and Chalmette. And I got behind an Araby cab, and that's it. A crawfish they caught in Araby. Sure. So there you go. And before I recorded that at Ultrasonic Studios here, which was the big time, of course they got washed away in the flood like everybody else. And before you know it, they sent out a press release, and, man, surprised me. Next thing I'm seeing the lyrics in the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, Kansas City Star. So I hurried up and put it out, 4 songs on a cassette with the 12 Yats of Christmas, and it just caught fire instantly.
Yes, and each year you've sort of re-released the album with a handful of new songs each year.
Yeah, I get lots of complaints about that because I got to buy it all over again. And I got lots of complaints from parents and grandparents that they keep it in the radio all year long and they're driving to and from school. They're driving me nuts.
And, well, some of the songs on this year's album, some of the new ones, Gone with the Storm and 8 Yats of Hanukkah, and
yeah.
Nash Roberts Was Our Weatherman. So a lot of these songs on the album aren't just Christmas parodies, but also commentaries of New Orleans life in a way.
Yes, and they're not all parodies, though I guess I have been known as the parody guy because a couple of the big hits were parodies locally. So, for example, Nash Roberts was our weatherman on this year's edition. It was a tribute to our weatherman, 1947 through 1980, whatever, sort of a local hero. And also, I guess it's a holiday song, but not Christmas, the Eight Yachts of Hanukkah. And also, Gone with the Storm is new this year, and that is sort of a Curtis Mayfield-ish sounding Motown kind of groove about some locally identifiable big stuff that has never come back since the storm and actually closed down because of the storm and never returned.
Right, and I remember that the year of 2005, the 12 Yacht CD was called the After the Storm Edition. And in a way, it brought a lot of people who were separated from New Orleans kind of back together in a way after the storm there.
Yeah, that edition, that 2005 December, I evacuated to my daughter's house in Denver. I wasn't gone very long, and when I got back, I hurried up and put another 12 Yachts edition together. And that one, I think we sold, believe it or not, I think maybe 12,000 or more copies in just 6 weeks.
Wow.
Everybody wanted a piece of New Orleans everywhere in this country.
Yes, ourselves included.
Yeah, we didn't know if we were going to come back or what. It was a mess.
A lot of these songs contain a lot of maybe in-jokes or references to things within New Orleans, within Louisiana. Do you think these would play well outside of the state, though?
I always say they'll play well from the East Coast to the West Coast, which means home of Louisiana to Wayland, Mississippi. That's about it. That's about it. You know, it is so local, I'm almost guaranteed of a hit as long as I can keep my humor up. The recordings are not throwaway kind of local, quickie recordings. The recordings are done real high-tech and really well. So they sound good enough to be anything national. However, it is strictly local. So I'm guaranteed almost of a local hit every year. And I'm also guaranteed that it ain't going nowhere else except to somebody who wants a piece of New Orleans in another place in the country. So I've done maybe this year, you know, 2,000 web sales maybe. But you can tell by the names and the way that they write to me that even email me, I can pick out that name in a second. That it's always somebody who has been here or somebody who was here. And they want a piece of here. That's all it really is. And, of course, I don't know how many get purchased in stores that are actually sent off as gifts either.
There are certain songs that, at least in my opinion, would kind of work, like I Gotta Use Kazoo for Christmas. You know, that one just kind of talks about, you know, the holidays in general and some weird oddities that sometimes go on with that.
I gotta use kazoo for Christmas. It's kind of smushed, but what's the difference? I don't lend it out to strangers. Kazoos are hardly ever dangerous.
Yeah, I'll get playlists from radio stations here or there that have played some of the more generic ones. And, you know, I don't mean that, but I'll do one like I Gotta Use for Kazoo for Christmas. And then I'll think after it's all done and I'm mixing down, I didn't say a thing about New Orleans.
But there are some like Christmas in Chalmette that...
Oh, you got to know.
Certainly, you'd have to have been there.
Absolutely. In a nightclub or a concert venue, my most requested, other than the obvious hits, which are 12 Yachts of Christmas, Santa's Reindeers Live Right Here, and Ain't There No More, it's Norris the Nocturnal Nutria and Christmas in Chalmette. That's what they want to hear.
You're a nocturnal nutria, Norris. Don't know what we're gonna do with you, Norris. Better think about your future and you and all your pals out in the canal, swimming after dark at West End Park. We don't know where you're going, we don't know where you've been, but Santa don't come till you're really tucked in.
We're speaking with Benny Grunch of Benny Grunch and a Bunch about his 12 Yachts of Christmas album. Now, Benny, what would you say is the main draw of this album?
I think it is the New Orleans humor that everybody here kind of shares. You know, New Orleans has never been a giant town, but it's always been a really good town. Like up until, I guess, you know, what was it, middle 70s or so, a telephone was still a nickel. And up until late 60s, a streetcar or a bus ride with a transfer was only 7 cents. Mm-hmm. So people here have that same little sense of humor about a little town. You know, out-of-town people used to call this the nickel town because the telephones were a nickel instead of a dime. They used to call it the nickel town. And we all kind of know about that, and we're all glad to be here. You know, food is inexpensive, and food is great. Transportation is inexpensive, and transportation is terrific. And it's not very expensive to live here, though, you know, just like all over the country, things are changing.
Of course, then after the Christmas season is over with, we start hearing your Mardi Gras selections.
Yeah, we will. You know, I don't have a Mardi Gras whole CD out, per se, but I do have a hit song called Ain't No Place to Pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Ain't no place to pee on Mardi Gras Day.
That's what no matter where you're from and you get here during Mardi Gras, you know, people are selling liquor right out of their doors, out of their windows, legally. You know, you got to get a permit, but all the restaurants and nightclubs, right out the door, right out the window, but then try to find a place to use a restroom. And there are, you know, the city does the best they can with porta-johns, but there's just so many people and it's so much liquid, and that's the most obvious thing. So I have a hit song that gets international play, believe it or not, called Ain't No Place to Pee on Mardi Gras Day.
Forgot your keys and you all alone. Right there in their front yard, y'all. There in front of Garden Hall. Your big dog's home and churning up some bones.
Now, if you were to introduce your work to any just average person, any typical person, what is the first song you would play for them?
I think the first song I would play, assuming they're not from here, is that what you're talking about?
Let's say the average Texan, average Texan.
Yeah. I don't think any. I would just play Ain't There No More. It's got a great groove, and it gives you an idea of all the downtown stores that were here and gone. They get the picture. Believe it or not, people from out of town who hear me, you know, at events and in nightclubs and parties or wherever else I'm playing, they get the picture really quick. They really do.
Where's all the stores?
Ain't there no more.
Everybody cries on the live eyewitness news. McKenzie's got closed down because the zinc was all mildewed. Well, they opened up again, but while I was in line, they all closed down, but I heard they're gonna open one more time.
Even here in Abilene, you know, we've had many stores that have suddenly just kind of closed up all of a sudden, you know. So, I mean, certainly the idea is universal.
Yeah, well, I guess I could do it nationally about 500 different ways.
Well, Benny Grunch, it's been a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you very much, Blaine. Real pleasure. Real nice, real fun. Thanks a lot.
That's Benny Grunch Anton of Benny Grunch and a Bunch. We've been speaking with him about the 21st anniversary of their 12 Yachts of Christmas album. You can find it on his website, bennygrunch.com. That's BENNYGRUNCH.com. This has been a special rebroadcast of our conversation with Benny Grunch Anton of Benny Grunch and a Bunch. It was originally taped last year. Thank you all for joining us and making 2012 one of our best years yet, and we'll see you in 2013. And to play us out, here's Benny Grunch's I Can See the Aluminum Tree Through the Pitch of Window.
I could see the aluminum tree through the picture window. Picture window.
Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. And remember, the discussion continues on our Facebook and Twitter pages. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/IonEntertainmentRadio, and our Twitter username is @EOEKACU. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as the good times and the good musicians roll in the Big Easy, I'll have my eye on entertainment.
TV screen, guess who's on? Jangle jingle, here comes Mr. Bingle. He had his own theme song, a puppet with his own theme song.
Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.